You're listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, diabetes control and prevention with YKHC. Good morning to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Thank you for tuning in to KYUK's Wellness Wednesday today with this next segment brought to you by Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's Diabetes Prevention and Control Department. My name is Emery Johnson, and I work under the Diabetes Department as an outreach specialist. A little bit of background on myself, I am a lifelong resident of Bethel. Though I have lived here, I did a lot of flying back and forth to and from the Yukon to Pickens Point, as well as Emonic, visiting family there, and doing subsistence as well. Co-hosting with me today is Miles. Miles, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Hi, Emery, and good morning, listeners. Yes, my name is Miles. I've been in Bethel for about a year and a half now. I grew up a military brat, so I'm not really sure where I'm from, but I was born in New Mexico, and I've spent time in North Dakota, Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia.
Yay, and now Alaska. So the last time we were on air, Miles, you and I spoke that how we get exercise from fishing, using our fine muscles in the hands, arms, core, and back. And we also spoke a little bit about how it affects our blood sugars by using the energy provided by the food we eat. We touched a little bit on the heart as well, as how that is positively affected by exercising. All great stuff. This morning, we are wanting to bring up the fact that our annual zombie run is happening. Yes, it will be happening the whole month of August. How is it already going to be the end of August? It still kind of feels like 2021 just started. Historically, or pre-pandemic, how we've done the zombie run is we would host a 5K, which is a 3.1-mile run, here in Bethel at the YK Fitness Center. We had one group of participants of all ages, you know, encouraged to run or walk the 3.1 miles, and then the other group of participants, we'd encourage to dress them up as zombies, you know, we're talking gory makeup, zombie-like features, and messy hair. It was always fun to see. And before the course started, we had the runners put on two flags, much like the flags used when playing flag football. There was an option not to use the flags, so you can just run the race, but we asked the zombies to spread out along the course to try and snatch the runners' flags as they go by. And then at the end of the race, we'd give prizes for the fastest runner in the women's, men's, and kids' categories, as well as giving prizes to the zombies who collected the most flags from passing runners. But why did we choose zombies? Why is it a zombie run?
Well, you know, Emery, I've seen the pictures and videos of the past runs, and they looked intense. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can get back to doing those soon. But yes, to answer your question, why is it called the zombie run? Well, if we take a couple seconds to picture a zombie in our heads, we probably see a slow, gray, mindless creature after one thing, brains. Now, some of the more recent movies have played around with the speeds zombies can move at, but let's just focus on the classic zombie. In most zombie shows and movies, they have some random event that turns the people into mindless creatures. With that in mind, when we take a look at what sugar does to our bodies, last week we discussed how our body needs sugar in order to function, but in high amounts can be harmful. Well, the same thing happens to our brains. Because our brain is always on, it uses a ton of energy. But the good news is, our bodies makes this energy naturally. However, when we consume too much sugar, it can cause brain fog, hurts our concentration levels, energy imbalances, jitters, anxiety, and even depression.
Right, and a couple of these we are all familiar with, especially anxiety, depression, and difficulty concentrating. But one of the ones that stuck out was the brain fog. Can you explain that real quick?
Yes, of course. Brain fog, also commonly known as brain fatigue, can be a mild to severe episode of mental confusion that can strike without warning. When this occurs, it is common to experience lack of focus, poor memory recall, and reduced mental thinking.
But with these side effects, why do we still want sugar?
It's a great question. The truth is that sugar is addictive. Our brains treat it the same way it would certain drugs, meaning that it releases feel-good chemicals. And because feeling good is better than not,
We start to crave that feeling, and it makes us want even more sugar, sort of creating a cycle. This, along with other symptoms, makes people act zombie-like. The good news is that unlike most TV shows and movies, there is a cure. It starts with lifestyle changes and your two favorite words, diet and exercise. As cliche as it might sound, watching the foods we eat on a daily basis can really limit the added sugars to our bodies.
Right, and because, so our body makes that energy from the sugar that we consume, but the extra sugar consumed over time, it becomes fat and is stored away.
Exactly. Exercise can also help dry out this extra sugar. Activities like tundra walks, swimming, and biking are all great ways to start helping your body fight the zombification.
So yeah, that's why we kind of named it the Zombie Run. This year in Bethel, we've hid 5 Zombie Run posters around Pinky's Park. Each week of the month, there will be hints posted on YKHC's Facebook on where a poster is hidden. On these posters are yoga poses to do, where you'd snap a picture of you doing the pose. Along with that, there are parts of a phrase listed on the poster. Either remember to jot that word down or refer to it back in the photo that you took, because you're going to need it to piece together and make a phrase at the end. There is no set pace or set order in which poster to find, so it's completely up to the participants. And in order to show that you have participated, the photos that you did take, along with doing the yoga poses, in order to show that you have participated, the photos that you had taken during the yoga poses along with the finished phrase will need to be sent to diabetes_program@ykhc.org. Once received, we will respond requesting some shipping information on where to send your prize for you and your participants.
Thanks, Emery. Going on in the villages, it's very much the same thing. 5 posters hidden around the village, yoga poses to do, and part of a word scramble on each poster that creates a phrase. The same photos and phrases will need to be sent to that same email address, diabetes_program@ykhc.org. The participating villages so far are Antioch and Tanunic. If you are interested in participating in the zombie event and are in a village that I haven't said, please contact your village clinic to encourage them to participate next year. The diabetes department will gladly send all materials needed to participate.
Well, we had Elton John transition our show last time. I think it's completely fair to let him do it again. I'm Still Standing by Elton John.
I'm still standing.
such a catchy song. I love it. But why did we choose that song today, we ask? I'm Still Standing is actually very applicable to a lot of us this year, because this time last year, the world was upside down, and yes, it was challenging. We'd love to celebrate us all for pulling through last year and just take a minute to acknowledge it. I understand 2020 was hard on all of us, if not most of us, and we'd like to remind you that it is important to address your stress. The National Alliance of Mental Illness, or NAMI, has recognized July as Minority Mental Health Month. I think it's such an important topic to bring up, minorities and mental health, and I see that also the state of Alaska recognized this past May as Mental Health Month, which is also awesome. I think bringing as much light and awareness to the topic is great, as in 2019, the CDC says that Alaska, Montana, and Wyoming have the highest suicide rates in the nation. Which rings to be true, as we know, the suicide rates out here in rural Alaska, or especially in rural Alaska, are quite high. Whole communities are affected by deaths, and this is why we find it important to make sure everyone knows what resources they have that are available. In the YK Delta, YKHC's Behavioral Health 24/7 Crisis Line is 907-543-6499, or toll-free 844-543-6499. You may also ask your provider for a referral to the Behavioral Health Department to meet with a counselor. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Even starting with your local clinic is a great idea. If you don't feel comfortable asking for help directly to a healthcare professional, you can always ask a family member or friend to let a healthcare professional know that you would like some intervention. It's a sign of strength to ask for help. Bethel Family Clinic. Their case manager line for their counselors is 907-543-9860. Diabetes Prevention and Control. The Diabetes Department hosts a once-monthly support group that happens on the second Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. The next scheduled support group is September 9th over Zoom. Please call the Diabetes office if you have any questions about the support group or would like to participate virtually at 907-543-6133. If you're experiencing a medical emergency that needs immediate attention, please dial 911. National Hotlines. The Suicide Hotline, which is available 24/7, is 1-800-273-8255. The National Alliance of Mental Illness Helpline is also available 24/7 at 1-800-950-6264. Again, if you're experiencing a medical emergency that needs immediate attention, please dial 911.
Thank you, Emery. We will say those resources again towards the end of the broadcast if you didn't have time to jot them down. As important as speaking with trained professionals are, is sometimes for a number of reasons that might not be possible. So while we do encourage speaking with trained professionals, here are some alternatives, in no particular order, to speaking with a counselor on relieving stress. Number one, change your scenery. Oftentimes, when we are struggling with a lot on our mind, we stay in one spot or place, such as our bedroom. Going out for walks on the tundra, around the block, taking a river ride, or doing some yard work are great ways to get active outside. Research has shown that getting active and exercising are great ways to relieve stress. Number two, take some time out of the day to remind yourself of what you're grateful or thankful for. One suggestion I heard that I thought was great was to make a thankful jar. To do this, take some time and write things you're thankful for on sticky notes or scratch paper and put them into a mason jar or container. Place the jar or container in a place you walk by often throughout the day. I used to have mine by the fridge. And every once in a while, take a note out and read it. This really encourages you to focus on the positives in your life. Number three, speaking with people in your circle, whether it be family members or a friend, letting it out or venting to someone else does help lift the heavy feeling off your shoulders. Please keep in mind there are still some COVID-19 related restrictions. Connecting over Zoom may be an alternative. Or even making a call on your cell phone or landline can help make that connection. Number four, develop a schedule. What exactly does this mean, you may ask? Find something positive or productive to do each day. It can be doing the dishes, meditating at a certain point in the day, or doing a quick bodyweight workout. This gives your daily schedule some structure to follow. Find something that works for you. For me, I try to speak with my parents as soon as the workday is over and before I exercise. Be mindful of yourself. The last one. Be mindful of yourself. Become aware of your thoughts and when you are thinking of them and the feelings following them. Pay attention to how you are currently coping and ask yourself, is there anything you can change for the better? Jotting these down can help give you something to reflect on, and being aware of it is always a good start.
Addressing your stress is important for many reasons. It helps clear your mind, improves your mood, and it also can calm you. It also put efforts into managing your blood sugars. How do your feelings or stress have an effect on your blood sugars? Isn't it only foods and drinks that affect your blood sugar? Nope. Stress does numbers on your blood sugars too. In life, there are many times where you feel stressed, and what causes the stress are called stressors. Stressors are what start or initiate your body to react to an event. An example would be running into a bear. When the stressor occurs, in this case, walking into a bear, our body goes into a fight or flight response. Our body releases stored sugar for energy to be used whether you want to fight the bear or whether you want to run from the bear. Another example of a stressor would be having a lot of stress coming from your workplace or home life, such as the stress of making ends meet or making sure your bills are paid, making sure you have to make it to work on time, or getting ready to present something big. There are many types of stressors we encounter. With that being said, our body cannot recognize the difference between running into a bear and dealing with a lot of work from home or work. Therefore, our body reacts the same in both situations. Every stressor causes our blood sugar to become elevated because our body thinks that we are either going to run from or fight the stressor. Furthermore, if you do not do anything for yourself or your body to relieve your stress, or if you are in a constant state of feeling stressed, your body is constantly keeping up your blood sugars, thus increasing your risk for prediabetes or diabetes type 2. Or, if you have been diagnosed with diabetes, you may be at risk for diabetic distress. Diabetic distress is essentially always being worried about managing your diabetes. Worrying about what your next A1C will be, what your blood sugar will be if you eat a serving of pasta or a dish. Worrying about developing further complications from your diabetes, or also worrying that you don't have enough support to manage your diabetes. It is important to be open with your diabetes educator if you do feel stressed about having and managing diabetes. These reasons and more is why it's important to address your stress. Again, don't be afraid to reach out for help. Everyone, and I mean everyone, at one point in their lives have had to face and deal with stress. It's okay to ask for help. Asking for help is a sign of strength.
Thank you, Emery. Well, that wraps up this morning's segment provided by UConn Cusequin Health Corporation's Diabetes Prevention and Control Department. Our annual zombie run has started and will go for the entire month of August. So far, the participating locations are Bethel, Antioch, and Tanunic. If you're in a village that is currently not participating, please contact your local clinic to encourage participation next year. If you'd like to learn more about the event, please contact us, the Diabetes Prevention and Control Department, at 907-543-6133. That is extension 6133. My name is Miles Rice, and thank you for listening this morning, guys and gals. Emery will close us out. She will be going over the resource numbers one more time, so take out your pen or open a note on your cellular device so you don't miss out.
Awesome. Thanks, Miles. And remember, it is important to address your stress. The run-through of the provided numbers earlier are YKHC's Behavioral Health Crisis Line, open 24/7 at 907-543-6499. Bethel Family Clinic. Their case manager line for their counselors is 907-543-9860. The suicide hotline, which is available 24/7, is 1-800-273-8255. The National Alliance of Mental Illness Helpline is also available 24/7 at 1-800-950-6264. My name is Emery with YKHC's Diabetes Prevention and Control Department, and thank you for listening to our contribution to KYUK's Wellness Wednesday. Let's go out on Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts.
travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Thank you for listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. right here on KYUK.